Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Wake up, America. It's Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. Good morning and welcome back to the final hour of Morning Air as we continue with day two of our Relevant Radio Join the Family fall pledge drive. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins and our studio producer, Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us across America on this crucial election day. Once again, a reminder to go out and vote if you haven't done so already, along with 43 million other Americans. When you support Relevant Radio, you are voting to support our family. So we continue to encourage you to join the family as we're doing today and all this week. First of all, I want to say thank you so much. I really do appreciate your amazing generosity yesterday throughout the day on the network. And thanks for all your help here in the last hour as well on Morning Air. Our goal at the end of the week, $3 million. And so everything that you give today, especially in this hour, will be matched dollar for dollar, 100%. We have a goal of 100 gifts this hour. That's 100 brothers and sisters in Christ to support the mission of Relevant Radio, the mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. And you think about it, that's really a very small number of people when you consider the tens of thousands potentially that are listening to us during this 7 a.m. Central hour across our nation. Let's give in honor of the Queen of All Saints, our Blessed Mother Mary, who always intercedes for all of our loved ones in purgatory that we are praying for in our Holy Souls Novena. And we begin every hour during our pledge drive with the powerful Memorare prayer, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with this pledge drive and for an end to abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we invoke the Holy Spirit when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, I want to bring in Glenn and Sarah. We're off to a great start as of yesterday and day one. We need to keep that momentum going this hour, guys.
Hey, we certainly do. Love to hear from you. Can you be one of 100 people to give to Relevant Radio this hour at 877-291-0123? Love to hear from you. Thanks for helping our pledge dive get off to a great start yesterday. And we'll continue to power through. It's just a matter of obeying that tug sometimes, John, that little tug from the Holy Spirit to do the right thing.
Well, Glenn, of course, today is a big day. It's a crucial day. It's election day. The polls are open in many, many states across our country. What's the latest?
Well, we encourage you all to vote Relevant Radio here during our pledge drive week, but love you to get to the real polls as well. Of course, it's important. Life is on the ballot in many states. Abortion issues coming up in California, Michigan, Vermont, Kentucky, and Montana. So that's a part of the mix as well. And of course, once today is done, full speed ahead toward 2024 already. In the next presidential election, will President Trump make another run at it? He says, as of last night, he's got a big announcement planned for November 15th, a week from today, John.
He gave us a tease of a tease.
Yeah, I thought for sure that it was going to be that he's going to be appearing in the next Home Alone movie coming out since Christmas is just right around the corner. But I don't think it has to do with that. I think it might have to be in a different direction, actually. But you never know.
Well, I think that Trump shouldn't be the focus here on this election day. According to the latest ABC poll, the economy is on the minds of 80% of Americans, Glenn.
Yeah, absolutely. Despite, you know, not everyone wanting to acknowledge that, it certainly is. As folks go to the polls today, inflation and how much everything costs, so will their jobs still be there or not? Maybe especially in the tech industry these days. Definitely the economy on the minds of so many.
And this morning, the early bird risers got to see a rare lunar eclipse. I actually got a glimpse of it. I even snapped a picture with my iPhone.
Well, that's
how good. Did it look? It was cloudy in my area. How did that look, John?
Well, it was red. It was red as expected. And so I couldn't help but think to myself, I wonder if this means anything, considering that this is election day.
Right. It wasn't a blue moon. That's all I know, which I did see part of it. And last night before it was any color, me and my son were looking out the window and he was remarking like, wow, look at how big it looks. So it's always exciting to see what the moon is up to.
Absolutely. And you know, we all turn like little kids when it comes to looking at the moon. And I did get a glimpse of it. I jumped out of my place and got a picture first thing this morning. So we'll set the moon aside and continue to focus on the importance of inviting all of our friends and relatives to go vote and to vote Catholic, to vote pro-life on this day. Thanks, as always, Glenn and Sarah.
Hey, sure thing, John.
Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life this morning is from John 2:5. The beloved disciple, St. John, writes, "His mother said to the servants, 'Do whatever he tells you.'" Our Blessed Mother Mary's mission is the same today as it was 2,000 years ago. She always points us to her son, Jesus the Lord. Mary said to the servants at the wedding feast of Cana, "Do whatever he tells you." That is, do whatever Jesus is telling you to do. That's what it's all about, following Christ from the heart every day of our lives. That's what we try to encourage you to do here on Relevant Radio every single day. And we always pray with great confidence, a prayer from the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, "Jesus, I trust in you." And now let's talk about love. And as we've been talking about for weeks, today's midterms are crucial. It is important that we vote freely and fearlessly with the most urgent and important issues in mind, the things that really do matter. Today, we have an opportunity to motivate everyone to go vote and make a lasting difference. It's our obligation as Catholics and as American citizens. Our resident Lavologist and good friend Martha Fernandez-Sardina is with us to share some insights on what voting has to do with love. Martha is an international bilingual speaker, the former director of evangelization for the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. and San Antonio. She's also the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com. Good morning, my sister Martha. Thanks so much for being with us. Great to be with you here on day two of the Join the Family Pledge Drive, and it's also Election Day.
Great to be with you on this great day and during this great pledge with the family.
Martha, you've been with us now for quite some time, and you've seen the platform that Relevant Radio brings to so many people. Can you talk about the importance of supporting the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media, of bringing love and truth to the world more than ever before?
Absolutely necessary for us. When you said mission of Relevant Radio, I thought immediately of the mission of the Redeemer, which is the name of a beautiful encyclical. And I think that is what Relevant Radio is about. It's helping advance the mission of the Redeemer, which is to bring salvation, to bring good news, to bring the person and the message of Jesus Christ to so many people who are listening. Wherever we are at any given time of the day, we can tune in to Relevant Radio and have our minds fed, our souls enriched, our spirits lifted. We could pray together, we can be catechized, we can be further evangelized, and we can feel that we are part of a family of faith. And boy, do we need that now more than ever.
Martha, why does love also matter when we go into the voting booth?
Well, you might remember back in 1992 with the Bill Clinton campaign, James Carville, a Democratic strategist, he said, "It's the economy, stupid." And indeed, now 30 years later, it's still the economy, stupid. But it's so, so much more. There's so much more at stake that really, truly, and urgently matters in these elections. And it's crucial that we vote freely, that we vote fearlessly, that we vote with love on our minds and in our hearts. love for the values and the virtues and the matters that matter to the heart of God and that matter to us as Catholic Christians, you know, and that we have the love of God and the love of neighbor on our minds when we're voting. And also love of country and love of our homeland, of what's really true and beautiful and good. And that we have the love of our children and our grandchildren and of our future in mind, because there is actually truly a lot at stake. Not only our present situation with our economy, which is in the tank, and people know it and feel it when they go to fill up their tank, but also when you look at your investments, your savings, your everything. But there's so much more than that. And so, as I said a moment ago, we need to have in mind what is truly good, true, and beautiful, and vote for what is good, true, and beautiful, and against those issues, those matters today that are undermining the good, the true, and the beautiful. So there are a lot of things that really matter. I have a whole long list of issues that really matter, and they're crucial when we vote today.
Well, we want to tackle a few of those issues, but first we need to take a short break as we continue our conversation with Catholic evangelist Martha Fernandez-Sardina. Stay with us. There's much more to come on the other side of this break after this word from our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky.
Jump into the conversation. Call 888-914-9149. This is Morning Air.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales. Thanks for tuning in as we continue our discussion about why love matters, even in the voting booth today, with Catholic evangelist Martha Fernandez-Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com. Martha, there's a lot of crucial areas that we need to focus on. Can you talk about a few of those?
Yes, I'll just give you a real brief overview, and I love using hashtags when I'm on Facebook. Voters matter. That means you matter. Voices matter. Your voice matters. Choices matter, which is why you need to vote, because elections matter. So it's economy matters, the inflation matters, jobs matter, savings matter, wealth matters, America matters. But more importantly, and this is what I want to concentrate on today, truth matters, lies matter, good matters, evil matters, indoctrination matters, ideologies matter, faith matters, family matters, life matters, biology matters. And you know what? You matter. We matter. Our health matters. And cover-ups, they matter too. So there's a lot of things. Freedom matters, speech matters, safety matters, censorship matters, narratives matter, corruption matters, collusion matters, fraud matters, agendas matter. And a lot of these things you may have picked up have to do with love or hatred of what is good, true, and beautiful, and what is the plan of God for our lives. So one of the most important things, John, is that we realize, at least for me, I'm speaking for myself, this is not so much about party affiliation per se. I don't even belong to a party. This is about party indoctrination. This is whether or not we're in a crucial moment in which one party or group of politicians or people are intent on indoctrinating us to a way of life, to a way of thinking, to a way of looking at things that opposes the true, the good, and the beautiful, that opposes divine revelation. If we are being constantly bombarded, and we are, we're in the midst of a real and fierce battle of opposing worldviews, a battle between values and anti-values, between virtue and vice, then we have some real choices to make. That's why our voices matter. That's why we matter. That's why our votes matter. And so we, in this battle we call, you know, a battle of the so-called kitchen table issues, we can and we cannot afford to miss some of these important issues that I mentioned a moment ago. And most certainly, as we said at the top of the show, of the segment here, it's the economy, stupid. But it's a whole lot more than that. It's also the other ways in which we are enabled to live our lives and secure our livelihoods, and the crucial issues that shape our worldview and the worldview of our children and grandchildren and godchildren. And so all of that is on the table and on the ballot, as they say. And those are the things that we as Catholic Christians and other Christians and people of goodwill in general need to have in mind as we go into the voting booth for those who haven't voted already.
Well, Martha, you bring an interesting perspective of bringing love into the voters booth. How is love of family and faith reflected when we go in to vote?
Well, as I was saying, this party indoctrination or this political indoctrination of our children that is going to children that are younger and younger. If you love your children, and I imagine you do, if you love your grandchildren, those that you might have one day or already had, if you love your country, if you love the faith, if you love the Lord, all of that is going to be reflected in the way in which we advance platforms and positions and policies that will protect the mind and the hearts and the lives and the actual bodies and the health, mental health, emotional health, psychological health, physical health of our children and grandchildren and of our nation, our present and our future. So as we love that which God loves, we need to be voting for the persons, the politicians, the governors, the senators at the state level, and at the U.S. Congress level, the House representatives, etc. The people, the men and women who best positioned are to defend those things that are near and dear to our hearts as Catholic Christians and that are important to our family life. If we have people who are advancing positions and policies and politics that undermine family life, and because family matters, if they are advancing and intent and have even said that they're going to do things that undermine our Catholic faith, our Christian beliefs, then those individuals need not be voted for. They need to be voted out. We need to get rid of them all. And so that is how our love is reflected in our votes. We're not doing it because I have always been a part of this party, or I've always voted this way, or I'm always red, or I'm always blue. No, I'm always Catholic. I'm always Christian. I'm always interested in advancing the good, the true, and the beautiful, divine revelation, natural law, what is of importance to my faith and my family. And that's where my love makes me bold and brave in the voting booth when I say I am going to advance what is good, truly good, for my family, for my nation, for my country, for my future, and not just vote because that's the way I've always done it.
Martha, in our country, freedom of speech also matters. It's a basic right in our Constitution. How should we defend both our freedom and our speech when we vote?
Absolutely. If there is one beautiful thing about being a human being is that we can talk, we can communicate, we can think, we can express what we think, what we're feeling, and we have a right to do so. It's a God-given right. And the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus Christ, communicates. And so we live in a society, we live in a nation that has our God-given right to think, to associate, to express ourselves, to have our opinions, to have our views, to have our speech respected. That right needs to be respected. And we're fighting these days for that because there is so much censorship and there is so much of an attack on freedom of thought and of speech. You know, it's like the police thought is always out and the police, the speech police is always out there to try to censor what you say on social media, what you say on the traditional media, etc., even what you discuss with your own family and friends, because we're being pit together against one another. And so that is also a very important thing where we can bring the love of communication and the love of the Word and the love of the ability of human beings and the love of our country to safeguard the God-given right of human beings to freely think and express themselves and not have someone label us and libel against us and saying that we are engaging in, quote, hate speech. I've never, by the way, John, I have never given into this so-called hate speech, because I might be hateful or you might be hateful, but you and I have a right to express ourselves in our speech. And those who are listening are the ones who are going to call us up, call us to a better position if we have one. But we need to have the right to speech. And that is also something that we're voting for today.
Martha, 30 seconds. Choices really do matter.
Absolutely, they matter. And especially the choice that we have for all that is good and beautiful. And that's why we have to be voting for those who defend human beings in their mother's womb. Not the right to kill a baby, but the right of a baby to have life. The choice to have our faith, to be able to express our faith and to live our faith as we are indicated and mandated by the Lord. We have to defend all that is good. So make sure that when you vote today, you have love for God and for all that is good, true, and whole.
We'll have to leave it right there.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day two of our Relevant Radio Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday morning, Election Day in America. As our U.S. bishops have reminded us, we vote because we are citizens, but we vote conscientiously because we are people of faith. Our conscience is formed through studying Holy Scripture and the teachings of the Church, the examination of the facts, and prayerful reflection. So go out and vote today. Take your family and friends with you as well. I want to switch gears and talk about defending our Catholic faith. We're going to talk a little basic apologetics. This morning, we're going to continue to answer some of the most common objections that people have about the Catholic faith. Joining us live is our resident Catholic apologist, William Albrecht, for much more on some of these objections. William is a convert. He's also an international speaker and debater. He's participated in well over 65 live and moderated debates. He runs the website patristicpillars.com, which is dedicated to the early church fathers. It is a fantastic resource. William is also the author of Biblical Questions About Mary, Mary Among the Evangelists, and The Secret History of Transubstantiation, Pulling Back the Veil on the Eucharist. Good morning, my brother William. Thank you so much for joining us once again. It's great to be with you here on day two of this very important pledge drive.
It is incredibly great to be here with you, brother. I'm just really thrilled and really hopeful that people will realize the incredible importance of giving to Catholic radio, because it is really, really the beating heart and soul of what allows Catholic radio to continue and to be able to help give wonderful spiritual nourishment to our fellow Catholic brothers and sisters, and even those perhaps even and people from other faiths that maybe want to learn about the Catholic faith and are perfect for really hearing this kind of information and opening their hearts to the beauty of our Catholic faith.
As a convert, I'm sure that you can appreciate that Relevant Radio is Christocentric. Our entire mission is real simple. It's bringing Christ to the world through the media. So we look at every issue that is happening through a Catholic perspective, through a Christ-centered perspective.
Absolutely. And that is incredibly important, because before I became Catholic, I heavily relied upon listening to what I was able to. At the time, of course, radio was not as widespread as it is now. And the very fact that we have a Catholic radio station like Relevant Radio, but like with incredible programs like this one, really, really should be a program, a radio station that people really give to, because it is the way that these stations survive. And that's really important, John.
Yeah, and we're talking about 200-plus Relevant Radio stations coast-to-coast across our great nation and around the world on the Relevant Radio app at relevantradio.com. So we are reaching a lot of folks. We're touching a lot of hearts. And we're also inspiring and teaching people about the importance of our faith, being able to answer common objections, which is what I wanted to talk about here this morning. Oftentimes, there's objections about the perpetual virginity of our Blessed Mother. Can you talk a little bit about the objection about the names of the brothers of Jesus? There's sometimes there is some questions about were they brothers, were they cousins? William, as a convert, give us your take.
Absolutely. They're clearly referring to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 6. And our evangelical friends will tell us, they'll say, okay, well, we realize firmly that the Greek for brother and sister, adelphos and adelphe, don't always mean strict siblings. They recognize that. But then they'll say, but the very fact that in Mark chapter 6, verse 3, where it says, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and are not her sisters here with us? They're going to say, well, the brothers are named, and they're traveling with the mother. So how can they be near cousins or merely relatives? They've got to be children from the same mother. And when we look at the text, at times, it can perhaps tongue-tie a few Catholics, John, but when we look at it, we're going to find that the answer is right there in the following verse itself. After the brothers are named, and after we're told, and are not his sisters here with us, in verse 4, it tells you right here, but Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Here's the amazing thing, John, and we're a little bit lost from the Greek to the English, where he says, among his own relatives. The Greek word there is the Greek syngenousin. So he's identifying, how are those brothers and sisters, how are they related to him? Well, they are his kinsmen, his syngenousin. That Greek word, John, is never in the Greek Bible ever used for a relative, a brother and sister from the same mother. So he identifies them right there. Do they live in the same household? Sure they do. But families were extended families in ancient Judaism. But he identifies them as relatives, kinsmen. They were not brothers and sisters from Mary. So rather than harming the way we believe in the perpetual virginity of Mary, this actually goes as far as to support what Catholics are saying, because we know for a fact they cannot be the actual children of Mary. Just right there in the text itself. Isn't that amazing, John?
It is amazing. And, you know, I called you a Brother William at the beginning of the segment, and it's very similar. You are a brother in Christ, even though we're not blood brothers. Keep in mind also that in Hebrew and Aramaic, which is the language that Jesus and the disciples spoke, there's no specific word for a cousin. So I think that that is also really important to consider.
It's incredibly important to consider, because they would frequently utilize brother, or they would frequently utilize sister. This was done very often, and this is how the ancient Jewish world understood it, which is why in early Christianity, John, you will never encounter not one early church father. You'll encounter a heretic that didn't believe in the ancient Christian faith, that rejected the faith of Christ, denying the perpetual virginity of Mary, but you'll never find an early church father that denied Mary was perpetual virgin. And here's another shocker, John. Even the reformers, Martin Luther, Zwingli, Calvin, and I can go on and on, they believed Mary remained a perpetual virgin. So our evangelical friends, all you got to do is look to them and you'll realize this has an incredibly strong biblical basis.
Absolutely. And we want to continue this conversation. We want to talk about the Immaculate Conception, Mary being sinless. But first, we need to take a short break. We want to invite you to join the conversation. If you do have an additional question or a thought for Catholic apologist William Albrecht, you can give us a call, 888-914-9149. We did take a short time out as we continue with William Albrecht. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after this Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Maria from Granada Hills sent us an email. She said, my sister and I tuned in last night to the family rosary to listen to you. My nephew Paul almost died 2 years ago. His lung collapsed and doctors had to induce a coma on him to keep him on a respirator for over a month.
Wow.
She said, I live in Southern California. My sister is up north. She was desperate with uncertainty. I took my car and drove 9 hours with the company of Relevant Radio the whole way. I prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the family rosary. When I got there, he was still in a coma. My sister and I prayed for 3 days, and he started to breathe and recovered completely. She said, to me, it was God that gave us this miracle with the help of Relevant Radio.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
This is Morning Air,
your home for faith, fun, and news in the morning.
On Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales. Thanks for tuning in. We are down the stretch here of this Tuesday morning show as we continue our conversation with our good friend, Catholic apologist William Albrecht. We're talking about some of the most common objections that people have about our Catholic faith. It's so important that we be prepared to be able to answer the most basic questions when that opportunity occurs. William, another objection to our faith that we hear sometimes from our separated brothers and sisters is that Catholics believe that Mary was sinless, but Luke 2 speaks of Mary's purification. This ritual cleansing was done for being impure, they say. How does this not negate the Immaculate Conception and the sinlessness of Mary?
This is a great question, John. You'll often hear other objections, but then you'll at times hear this one brought up. And the claim goes that, well, in Luke 2, the purification was one that was done for sin. So how can you Catholics be arguing that Mary was completely sinless? Well, the problem that they're going to encounter if they're going to take that argument is really when we begin to read the text. Right here, we look in verse 22, and it says, now, when the days of their purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Now, what is really happening here is really simple, John. This is a ritual purification, but this is not a purification for sin. They were a good Jewish family, and they were keeping to the Jewish law, which is why they offer a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. They were indeed a poor family. They were keeping in line with the Jewish law. But if people want to argue that purification here is a purification from sin, John, they've got a huge problem. Because if we look at the Greek, as we just read right there, the Greek is plural. It says, when the days of their purification. Indeed, it's talking not only about Holy Mary, it's talking about our Lord as well, because they take our Lord up to present him to the Lord. He is part of this ritual. He is part of this activity with Mary. So if people are going to argue that the purification for Mary was one of sin, well, they have a big problem because they're going to have to include our Lord there. And we know our Lord had no sin. At the end of the day, the fact of the matter is the answer is right there in the text. It tells you, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Right there, we know the answer is, like a good Jewish holy family, they kept the law, and that is why they went and did the ritual purification, not because any of them actually had sin. And I've got to be honest with you, John, as much as you dig and dig and dig, all you're going to do is find Holy Mary obedient to every law of the Lord. And that is incredible truth once we begin to look through sacred scripture.
Absolutely. And if we go to Luke 1:28 and meditate on the words of the angel Gabriel, hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, that is clear evidence that she was full of grace. There is no room for sin in our Blessed Mother.
None at all. And the incredible thing is when the angel greeted Mary, the other objection we'll hear from that, as you know very well, John, is people will tell you, well, you know, of course, Mary was told she's full of grace at that moment. You know, she was carrying our Lord in her. But the problem with that, John, is number one, we don't deny that carrying our Lord bestows incredible graces upon Holy Mary. But the fact of the matter is, if we look at the text, if we go back and read it, when the angel greets Mary, even before the overshadowing, even before our Lord enters into the womb, Mary is told she's full of grace. This is before. Now, what does that point to, John? It points to the fact that even before, and that means she was created to be completely free from any stain of sin. Because as you know, John, you cannot be full of grace and have any sin in your soul. And the text is very clear. Really, all that we ask our evangelical friends to do is read the Bible and take it at face value.
And you have to read the entire context. You can't just cherry pick one verse and go with that. You have to look at the totality of Scripture, William.
Without a doubt. And when we look at the totality, we have it incredibly laid out. Mary is full of grace there. The overshadowing is reminiscent of the Holy Spirit overshadowing the Ark of the Covenant. Holy Mary, indeed, is the new Ark, presented to us as well in the book of Revelation as Queen of Heaven and Mother of the Church. Indeed, if you look and you read and you love the Bible, like we know our evangelical friends do, they're going to fall in love with Holy Mary the way we have as Catholics.
William, less than a minute to go. Final thoughts on the importance of always being prepared to give an answer for the hope that lies within us.
Yes, just as Scripture says, as 1 Peter says, you should always be ready to give a defense. Give it in a charitable and loving fashion, and give to Catholic Radio, because this is the way we're able to help reach more people out there and to bring more people to the fullness of the Catholic faith, to the fullness of the Christian faith that can only be found within Catholicism.
Well, as always, I so much appreciate your perspective. There's many, many more objections. We'll have to get to them next time. Thanks again for being with us. So much appreciated, William.
Thank you for having me. Look forward to being back.
Catholic apologist William Albrecht, the author of The Secret History of Transubstantiation, Pulling Back the Veil on the Holy Eucharist. And now it's time for yet another episode of Glenn's Story Corner.
You know, we goof around with the accordion a lot, but here's the story today about how an accordion may have saved someone's life. This was sent in by listener Ann Flynn. It's from Laura Bauer, called Saved by a Squeeze Box. Dad had just been sent to the front line. Now, there's one automatic rifleman guy assigned to each unit, and as the guy who walks out front, he's often the one who gets it first. The unit had just lost their AR guy the day before, and Dad was the new one. While out on patrol, a Jeep pulled up. The guy got out and told Dad they'd been looking for him because he had indicated on his enlistment papers his occupation was musician. They walked him over to a Jeep, threw open the canvas cover, and pulled out an accordion. They handed it to him and asked him to play. He said, well, it's raining and that would ruin the instrument. They said they'd get a new one. So they asked him to play anything in a few different keys. So at 3 a.m. in Korea in the pouring rain, all he could come up with was Lady of Spain. I remember him telling me he was rather embarrassed by his choice because he thought it was a little cliche. He was told to grab his gear and come with them. They took him to his CO, woke the CO up, and gave him Dad's transfer papers and took Dad with them. For the next week, he practiced the accordion, got back up to speed, and then picked out his combo. And that's how Dad got a jazz combo and a marching band instead of an automatic rifle. Psalm 95:2. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. In this month of November, let's honor the Mother of God by praying the Family Rosary across America with Father Rocky for our departed family members and our loved ones, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Remember, the family that prays together stays together, as Father Rocky has said so many times. Stay with us. More of the Relevant Radio. Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive coming up here in a moment. The Patrick Madrid Show will be also coming up shortly at the top of the hour. So hang in there, folks, as we continue here on day 2 of our pledge drive.